Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
The next 30 minutes is the Derby takeover, as it always is. You can have your Rams say tonight. It is the platform, the show, to have it. What have you made of the run? Let me tell you, a couple of weeks ago, it was 0-0 Derby against Northampton in the fourth round of the FA Cup. And the man who joins me now, Mr. Simon Long from the Rams Writer Pod, said to me, I'm not happy. I'm not having it. I don't accept that performance against a team who is in a lower division than we are. And since then, well, they beat Northampton in the replay. They beat Stoke 4-0. And on the weekend, they just happen to be on the better end of a 3-2 classic against Swansea. No more of this home form. The away form is starting to fall in line as well. Simon, did they hear your words? Because at the minute, it is all seemingly peaking for the county.
Someone's got Love Sport Radio on at 8:30 on a Monday night, haven't they, in that dressing room?
Hey, we decided that we needed to identify Mr. Cocu's, you know, special ingredient, the tonic to get it going. He's got the lads around. It's 8:30. He's gone, good session today. Really impressed with the tactics. But get your eyes and your ears around this for the next 30 minutes.
Definitely. Oh, it's been a ride. I'm happy again now. I'm happy again, Charlie. It's all good.
Mate, if you're happy, I'm happy, Simon. That's all I mean. And now everything, even the stats look better. Everything just seemingly on the up. We're talking 3 wins in 4. Starting to show the good form on the road. Because we've heard it all before, haven't we, Simon? Saying Derby County would be at the top of the championship based on home form. Well, they'd be at the bottom, in the bottom three, on away form, but not anymore, and things are falling into place.
Yes, they are, definitely. I mean, that was a massive, massive win at the weekend. You know, to go up to Swansea, a ground where I don't think we've won at since about the 80s or something daft like that, and go and put a performance in, get the lead, go behind, and then come and win it. You can't ask for much more than that. You know, they've shown now they can play away from home. They've shown now we're in this fight, you know. We've shown there is some spirit and fight in this team, you know, and they are willing to work and willing to work hard to get results.
Yeah, Simon, and it was only the Derby's second away win of the 2019-20 campaign in the league. And that the first one come on the opening day of the campaign. They've made us wait, you know, and wait we have. But it just felt like, what a brilliant time to get that second one. It was meant to be today, and it was.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, the form's been going, scoring goals again. You know, I think since Wayne Rooney's arrival, we've scored 16 goals. In the 9 games prior to that, we'd only scored 6. So we're scoring goals. We're creating chances. We don't look vulnerable anymore. But if we, you know, if we concede goals, you know, we're now scoring more than we're conceding. You know, so I'm fine with that. You know, yes, you're going to concede goals. Yes, you're going to go away from home and concede goals. You know, we took the lead on against Swansea, and you're thinking, you know what? First off, we're 1-0 up. We look all right here. Yeah, we're not dominating possession, but Swansea aren't looking a threat. And then second half, obviously they come out, they stick 2 goals in quick succession, and you sort of think, oh, it's happened again, it's Luton all over again, are they going to get this win? But no, they turn it around. They turn around. Dwayne Holmes again, you know, the man is on fire at the moment. Everything he touches turns to gold. And now Tom Lawrence as well. Tom Lawrence, who's had a lot of stick off a lot of fans this season because of his inconsistent performances, is now starting to put in performances. You know, he was the catalyst against Huddersfield in our first win, and he was a catalyst yesterday. yesterday, Saturday, the win at Swansea. You know, you can call it an assist if you want for Waggon's opener, but then to score the way he did, the strike was, you know, the keeper stood there and he just went past him. Didn't move. The swaz on that ball was unreal. You know, and he had Wayne Rooney he could have played in, but he went, no, you know what, I've got this, lads. I'm banging out in top bins. And that is exactly what he did. I'm proud. I'm so happy for him that he did that, because his overall performance, you know, get an assist, get a goal. He cleared one off the line as well, and his performances have just been getting better and better over the last few games. So he's finally becoming that player that we know that's in there, but he's just got to keep this going now and keep it up.
You literally took the next question and the words out of my mouth, because you said Lawrence has come in for a little bit of stick, and I was going to say, Simon, that he could have been in for a lot more stick had he have not scored that goal when Wayne Rooney was wide open. But what an absolute rifle of a goal, screamer. And when he knew that was in the bag and he was going to trigger that one, I mean, why go to Wayne Rooney at all?
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, the thing is with Tom Lawrence, that's what he offers, that's what he brings you. He brings you that little bit of pizzazz, if you like. You know, he's one of them players that, yeah, okay, at times he probably doesn't work hard enough, but you know that he's capable of producing something special like that goal. You know, and again, you know, Tom Lawrence was that player when we signed him. You know, we thought, you know, this is the guy here. This is the guy that's going to come in and replace Tom Ince and get, you know, 15, 16 goals a season. But then he's not sort of done that. But now what we're seeing is, we're also seeing his game, his attitude is changing in his game as well. You know, so he's now defending better. He's chasing balls back. You know, he's helping out his left back. You know, and it's all around work rate starting to pick up now. And, you know, that's what we want. That's the Tom Lawrence that we want to see. You know, that them sort of performances from Tom Lawrence will get the fans off his back and get the fans behind him.
Yeah, well, it was a brilliant win on the weekend. 3 wins in 4 as well now. But just on the game itself and the win itself, obviously, Derby showing great character, were 2-1 down. They were leading at half-time, went 2-1 down, and then you're thinking Swansea, home side, they will come on strong. Derby showing that character, showing that grit. But on Swansea's goals, just quickly, Simon, obviously with my Derby hat on, was it a foul before the Swansea first equaliser? And what did you make of the keeping for the second Swansea goal?
The first goal for me, I've seen it a few times, seen it from different angles, but, you know, I think it's one of them, you've seen him give him, you've seen him not. I think Jason Knight, you know, I think he may have been looking for the foul. It's not given, but that's no excuse for the rest of the team to switch off and let the, I can't remember how you pronounce his name now, but let him run and the distance it is and slot him and put it in the bottom corner. There's no excuse for that. They just switched off there. Again, it's that mentality up there that says, no, we've got to carry on playing. Let's not give it play to the whistle. But the second goal, for me, Hamer's made a big foul up. He sort of was in 2 minds, I think, whether to catch it or punch it, and didn't really do both. It's, you know, in fairness, I think that's his first mistake he's really made since he's come in goal, but I think he made quite a few good saves, in fairness, to keep us in the game. So, you know, at the end of the day, all players make mistakes. Unfortunately, when you're a goalkeeper, then mistakes become costly. Ultimately, though, it didn't cost us overall. So, you know, but, yeah, maybe next time just either wipe the players out if you're going to try and catch it, or just punch it and get it as clear as way as you can. But, I mean, you've got to give Ben Hamer credit, because he's come in and a lot of fans are a bit, is he any good? You know, he's had a long career as a second, third choice keeper. Can he come in and do a job? But since he's come in goal, we're not conceding from set pieces like we were. Yes, Luton Town we did, but other than that, since he's come in, we've not conceded from set pieces. And that was our weakness, and that's where teams look to get us, was from corners and free kicks into the box. But now we've got him in goal, we seem a lot more secure and a lot more confident at the back.
Yeah, and that's what they need. Obviously, using that defensive foundation as a building block to start getting those wins on the road now. And Simon, I have to ask, we spoke about this and you said the league's done, it's a write-off, Cocu's first year, let's look to year two. But it is February and I'm seeing now that there are only 7 points. Sorry?
No, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Well, look, Simon, I have to ask, 7 points off playoffs, 15 games to go. I mean, we're talking about 7 points here. There's always one team that completely comes from nowhere. One team comes from left field. They go on an incredible run. It's not completely out of the question here, is it?
It's not. I've literally just written and posted an article about this.
I'm already there, mate. I'm one step ahead.
It's doable. It's very, you've very changed your doable. My head says no. I think it's too much of an ask. My heart saying, you know what? We may just sneak this because I'm looking at our fixtures and we've got to play the teams above us. It's not like, you know, we're playing teams that are below us and we can't really, you know, we might struggle to make ground. But you know, we've got to play all the teams above us. And you know, your likes of your Bristol Cities, your likes of like your Blackburns, you know, Millwalls, they're all ahead of us. Brentford, Leeds, Nottingham Forest, all them teams are in that top six. They're all ahead of us. There is a climb, granted, but it is 7 points. 7 points is very doable in this league, especially with the run of form at the moment. And it does sort of bring that little faint hint of optimism that says, you know what, this season might not be quite over just yet. But I think a key game is going to be Bristol on Wednesday night. And I think if we can go there and get a win, our confidence is going to be through the roof. We'll believe we could beat anybody, whether it be at Pride Park or whether it be any ground in the country. And I think that to take that win on Saturday and take that into Bristol City, who obviously lost at the weekend at home to, I think it was Birmingham, weren't it?
They lost on Friday night,
3-1. On Friday, yeah. You know, it's one of them where, you know, we won there last season. You know, we won, you know, again in an important game where I think that game was crucial for us to get the playoffs as winning 2-0 there last season. So can we go there on Wednesday night? If we go there, then I will be looking and going, you know what, that's potentially, we could be 4 points off the playoffs. But that also then does make you think, actually, we should have really beaten Luton. Had we beaten Luton, we're potentially on the outskirts of the playoffs. And all of a sudden you go, oh, okay, pressure's on here a bit now. I'm hoping the players, you know, the players and the coaching staff will just keep it, we'll just carry on doing what we're, you know, on to the next game. We've got an FA Cup match to play as well against Man U. You know, let's just keep a, you know, sort of level headedness and let's not get too excited just yet.
In the Championship, nothing is ever concrete, Simon. All I wanted tonight was you to say there is a glimmer of hope. And now my excitement, my optimism has literally raised through the roof. The levels are higher because you're believing now, which means I'm buying in, I am investing. And we're talking about 7 points. First to 17th in the Championship, that points gap is as much as there is in the Premier League. Liverpool to Man City 1-2. We're talking about 1-17 places in the Championship. I mean, this is crazy.
It is. It's why the Championship is the best league in the world. It's the most competitive league. You know, there's a lot of talk saying it's one of the weakest leagues this season that there has been. Everyone could beat everybody, but that's the whole point. You know, and that's what I love about the Championship is the fact that, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. You can look at a game and go, yeah, Bristol City flying hard, they'll beat Birmingham. But they didn't. And this is why the Championship's so exciting. You know, I don't necessarily think it's a poor league, you know, as in quality-wise this season. I just think it's the fact that, you know, all the teams are sort of equally matched. You know, they're all grounded by FFP rules and things like that. And they all know there's a big prize. You know, where the Premier League, you're fighting for, you know, the top spot, I suppose, or the top four. You're fighting for the top six spots and anything goes if you get in them top, well, from third to sixth, because the playoffs, you know, the playoffs is a lottery and, you know, getting there is a tough part, but once you're there, anything can happen.
Well, as cliched as it sounds, Simon, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and that is all that matters for Derby. What are you making of it? Can they do it? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. It starts with Bristol City away next week and then Huddersfield at home. And those are the two games me and Simon are going to be dissecting next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, joined with my co-host Simon Long from the Rams Writer. Remember to check them out for all your extra Derby content. And if you were just listening then, of course you were. That's it, Simon. The bags are packed, the tickets are booked. I'm looking at the playoff final because now I've decided Derby will be there. The steam train is running on all the way from Pride Park until Wembley until the end of the season. It is going to be a tight and bumpy ride, but the crazy train that is Derby is kicking off all of the way there. And before we look at those Bristol City and Huddersfield games now, Simon, there were some news because Derby, you may think the transfer window has closed, but they've been doing a little business, signing a Dutch defender on a pre-contract. Simon, is this a player that obviously we're assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, that Cuckoo knows very well? He's managed to bring him in on a pre-contract agreement. How much do you know about the player?
Yeah, so much. He's a big, you know, he's a strong ball-playing centre-back. He's someone that obviously Cuckoo has seen, you know, from his time at coaching at PSV. He's always had his eye on him. You know, he knows he's a good player. He knows he'll fit right in. He's a captain. You know, he's a leader. Another one. You know, I think we need someone like that. You know, I know we've got Rooney, but, you know, you always like to have captains, you know, material in different areas of the pitch. So you've got another talker, another guy that can organise. And he's one of them players that likes to wind up the opposition. I don't mind them sort of players. I quite like them. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. You know, he's part of, you know, one of the best defences in the Eredivisie at the moment, in Groningen. So I'm happy. You know, Cuckoo knows him. You know, and these are the sort of signings that I was hoping that we'd start bringing in. Was these sort of guys from, you know, the Dutch leagues and things like that, European leagues, you know, that Cuckoo knows that, you know, yeah, he can do a job in my side. You know, we weren't getting a bit from PSV because I think I understand that Cuckoo sort of has a gentleman's agreement, if you like, that he won't come and poach players from PSV, which is fair enough. You know, so it's looking good. You know, if we need a centre back, I can see us needing another one perhaps as well come the summer. But, you know, a free transfer, a guy that's in his prime, guy that's, you know, willing to play under Cuckoo, willing to come and play in England. You know, he potentially could be playing the Premier League next season. You never know.
What's brilliant about this deal, Simon, is the fact that, you know, I know a few weeks ago we were going, let's look at year two, another year in the Cuckoo system, and we're saying, you know, get those roots down with Cuckoo. I know he had a wobble at the start of the year, but so important. We're seeing now the Derby project under him, the vision, getting players in. Now, we already know now that the team are looking towards next season and how important it is to constantly keep building behind the scenes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think this season, obviously, we lost a lot of players, you know, the loanees from last season included, but also, you know, your permanent guys like your Bradley Johnsons, your Craig Brysons, obviously Richard Keogh, you know, and our squad became really depleted. And I think, you know, to start building now, to go, yeah, he's a guy that's like, you know, he's free in the summer. Let's go get him now, you know, because I want to know where I'm at for next season, you know. So it wouldn't surprise me if he knew of other freebies or things like that. They might be going, you know, I'll have him as well. Yep, he'll do. You know, because at the end of the day, he's going to have a little bit of money, well, depending on the investment. He's going to have a little bit to spend, but, you know, Mel Morris doesn't want to spend loads of money anymore, which I totally agree. He's pumped 100 plus million into the club, you know, so for no real return, if you like, at the moment. So I get that. I understand that. You know, so, and I get why he went for Philip Cuckoo, because Cuckoo, you know, we're seeing improvements from the academy players. Max Bird, you know, he's really starting to stamp his authority in that first team. And he's come on leaps and bounds. I sort of doubted him at the start of the season, Didn't think he'd, I thought, I'm not quite sure about him, but, you know, he's proved me wrong. That's fine with me, you know, because he's becoming a great asset now. So we are building and we are seeing which academy lads, you know, will sort of be there or thereabouts next season. But the interesting thing is, you know, Mel Morris says he wants 50% of his starting lineup next season to be academy players. But I'm looking at our squad and thinking, you know what, there's still senior players in there that could do a job in a potentially better than the academy players, and I'd rather them ahead. So it's going to be an interesting one for Cotty next season of how he picks his team and you know, who he brings in and you know, and the starting 11. You know, so it will be interesting. And I suppose it depends what league we're in, because there's no way we can sort of go, right, we're in the Premier League now, I want 50% of the academy players playing in the Premier League. Well, no. We could end up going down with a worse points record than we already got. So, you know, I think there will be obviously some thinking to do if we do get, you know, if we do get the playoffs and we do go up.
Yeah, but we know how good those academy prospects are. Oh, we spoke about that Premier League youth table and how well Derby are doing it. So they do maybe have the next generational stars there, unearth those gems, but they have to find a correct balance with the veterans and the leadership wherever they're playing their football next season. Even lines like that, Simon, who knows what games Pride Park will be the host of. There is two games, though, I want to look at. It starts in 2 days. It is Bristol City, a team that, you know, occupy one of those places in and around there. I think they're actually just that side. It's a massive one at Ashton Gate on Wednesday. What are you making of it?
It's huge. Again, you know, we are in good form. You know, we are the form side, but we've got to show that Saturday wasn't a fluke. You know, we've got to show that we can go away from home week in, week out and put in performances. Get the wins. If we're serious, you know, the managing staff, when you hear him talking, when you hear Cocu talk at his press conference, he will mention, you know, our, you know, where we want to be, playoffs. Rooney's the same, promotion. That's where he wants to be. So they are looking for promotion, and these are the games that they've got to win, you know, especially against, like I said, the teams that are above you, your likes, your Bristol Cities. You've got to go to Ashton Gate, you know, which is tough ground to go at, but we went there last season and got 3 points. And I think we can go there again on Wednesday night. I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling positive, really feeling confident at the moment. I can go to Ashton and get another 3 points.
Yeah, and it's interesting with Bristol City. They sort of perform in bunches. I think it was 4 wins on the spin, then they lost. And now we may see a little dip in form before they go on a run. Derby will be hoping for that. What is your score prediction for Wednesday night, Simon?
I'm going to go 2-0 again.
2-0. Oh, that'd be it. Oh, Simon is just getting better and better. Then it's Huddersfield on the weekend, the day after Valentine's, Derby at Pride Park. What are you making on this one?
Oof. Well, we, you know, we beat them, obviously, first game of the season. We've obviously got different managers in now, but they're still sort of not really in any sort of good form, picking up wins. Picking up, you know, they're not really sort of going, yeah, we're on a good run of form here. So it'd be a battle, but I just, anybody that comes to Pride Park now, anybody that comes to steps foot in our layer, you're going home with nothing. Because at this Pride Park, you know, we're playing with pride there now. You know, this is our ground. No one beats us on home turf anymore. 3 points every single time at Pride Park.
Yeah, well, that's why they're top in the home form. It's important because they want to get a result out of these next two, because then after that, it is Fulham. And that if Derby go on an unbeaten run and still have that momentum, that game with Fulham's huge.
Oh, that is gigantic, you know. Again, Fulham at home, we've got a good record against them at Pride Park. You know, and we know they're a team that, you know, they play one way. You know, we know they're danger man's Mitrovic. You put somebody on him, you keep him and Tom Kearney quiet, and get yourself forward, get yourself attacking. You know, they beat us 3-0 at their ground. Before they went ahead, Tom Lawrence missed a chance from 6 yards out. Had that gone in, it would have been a different game. I think, but now we're taking our chances. Now we're putting goals away. Now we're creating more. We're scoring more. You know, teams are going to start fearing us because they're going, you know, we've been quietly climbing up the table. You know, just before Christmas, we were, as we like to put it, sleepwalking into a relegation battle. Now we're starting to stride forward into potential promotion battle. You know, so we're fearless at the moment. At this moment in time, Derby County are fearless, and they're happy to bring on anybody.
Yeah.
And we'll go, This is our game now. Yeah. Especially at Pride Park. It's our game all day. It's our 3 points.
Oh, what a note to end on. Teams are starting to fear Derby County. I wish I didn't have to wait until Monday when me and Simon can talk about it. Who knows? We do a late night reaction show every Tuesday and Wednesday on Last Book Radio, 10 o'clock, where we talk about the games. Depending on how that game goes with Bristol City, I may be giving you a call, Simon. Please check out the Rams Riot for all your extra Derby content. We will be here at the same time every Monday, 8:30 to 9 on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.